I'm Rebecca Himshute, and I'm asking for your vote as a Sitka Assembly candidate. I came to Sitka in 1988, and I've lived here for a total of 22 years. I'm 52 years old, a homeowner, and a longtime teacher at Keet Gushaheen. As an educator, I have cultivated a centrist path to ensure every family feels welcome in my classroom. I am essentially nonpartisan. I believe that local government plays a crucial role in providing common goods such as education, public safety, community infrastructure, and more, to make life better for all residents. I'm running for assembly because I love Sitka, and I have the skills, personal qualities, and values needed to help Sitka thrive. In 22 years, I've come to know a lot of Sitkans. We've probably met on the trails, at an event, or at Keet when your child was a student there. A long time ago, I learned the secret to living happily in a small town. Assume that everyone you meet might be your next-door neighbor someday and treat them with respect. If we haven't met, I encourage you to research my record and those of the other candidates for assembly to decide who best reflects your values and hopes for Sitka. From experience, I know boards work best when members are prepared, thoughtful, inclusive, respectful, and responsive. As a member of the Sitka Assembly, I will study the municipal code and city budget to understand our enterprise funds and debt obligations. I'll seek information from city staff and feedback from residents and business owners. My decisions will be driven by the best compromise between our highest hopes and what we can realistically afford. I believe in the promise of our public schools. Investments early in life result in stronger citizens. I'd like to find ways to help families more. How can we reduce burdens such as housing and childcare costs? I believe that we can leverage Sitka's powerful education ecosystem to provide the employees and leaders Sitka will need in the future. As a longtime resident of Sitka, I've seen the community recover from economic shocks in the past, including the closure of the pulp mill in the 1990s and the closure of Sheldon Jackson College in 2007. I've been encouraged by the way Sitkans came up with new ideas to help our local economy, such as our trail system, the Sitka Sound Science Center, small tour attractions, and the expansion of Sitka Fine Arts Camp. On the Assembly, I'll support projects like these. I'll also be a voice for Sitkans who are struggling economically, including seniors, young adults, and residents with part-time or unstable employment. It's expensive to live here. I'll work to limit future increases in the cost of city services and explore public-private partnerships to develop affordable housing and business infrastructure, including a marine haul-out facility and boatyard that meets the needs of all our fishermen. To learn more about me, please visit my Facebook page. Thanks for your consideration, and I look forward to hearing from you.